Good morning and welcome to Simply Product Hunt. It's Sunday, May 12th. On today's show, we have two exciting tech headlines for you. First up, we'll be discussing Elite Olympus and Tailwind Flex. Plus, we'll dive into the latest updates on Habitually 2.0. This coverage and more, up next. I'm David, and you're listening to Simply Product Hunt. We start off today's Simply Product Hunt by diving into some recent buzz around web development tools and platforms. Here with more insight is our correspondent. So tell us, what are people saying about these technologies?
Well, David, there's a lot of excitement brewing in the dev community. Folks are raving about PostgreSQL's simple integration and intuitive UI. But beyond that, developers are falling in love with the authentication features. It's streamlining their workflows.
Interesting. And what about hosting platforms? I understand some new players are making waves.
Absolutely. Cloudflare Pages in particular is getting tons of upvotes and praise. Developers are calling it easier, cheaper, and faster than Vercel, which has been a dominant force in the space. Many are even crowning Cloudflare as the best hosting provider to date.
Wow, strong endorsement there. Let's shift gears to frameworks. I've been hearing Next.js thrown around a lot lately. Why is that?
Next.js is a powerful tool that's helping developers create MVPs, or minimum viable products, at record speed. It essentially bridges the gap between front-end and back-end, removing a lot of the complexity. This is hugely valuable for startups and solo devs trying to ship products quickly.
Thanks for the insights on those new development tools and platforms. It's always exciting to see how the landscape is evolving. Speaking of which, a new resource for web developers using the popular Tailwind CSS framework has just launched on Product Hunt. It's called Tailwind Flex, and it's a community-built library of ready-made UI components to help speed up development. For more, we turn to our correspondent at Simply Product Hunt. So what exactly is Tailwind Flex, and how does it help developers working with Tailwind CSS?
Tailwind Flex is essentially a curated collection of pre-built user interface components and templates that leverage the utility-first approach of Tailwind CSS. It allows developers to browse through a wide variety of common UI patterns like navigation menus, cards, forms, buttons, and more. These components serve as a starting point that can be easily customized and integrated into a developer's project. By providing this library, Tailwind Flex aims to significantly speed up development by eliminating the need to build everything from scratch. Developers can simply copy the code snippets for the components they need and tailor them to match their specific design requirements.
Interesting. So it's almost like a marketplace of plug-and-play Tailwind components. What are some examples of the types of UI elements available in Tailwind Flex?
The library covers a very wide range of interface elements commonly used in modern web design. This includes things like responsive navigation bars and menus, hero sections, feature sections, pricing tables, testimonial blocks, footers, and more. There are also complete page templates for common website archetypes like marketing sites, application dashboards, and e-commerce stores. These give developers a quick way to bootstrap an entire site layout that they can then adapt. In addition to larger compositional elements, Tailwind Flex also provides the fundamental building blocks of an interface, such as buttons, form inputs, cards, typography, icons, and other atomic components.
What's the process for a developer to actually use one of these pre-built components in their own project? Is it just a matter of copying and pasting code?
Yes, the usage is quite straightforward. Each component in Tailwind Flex has its corresponding HTML code and Tailwind CSS class names listed. A developer simply needs to copy this code into their own HTML file. If they already have Tailwind CSS configured in their development environment, the component should render as shown in the library with all the necessary styles. The developer is then free to modify the HTML structure and Tailwind classes to adapt it to their specific needs. Of course, it's still important for a developer to understand the fundamentals of how Tailwind CSS works in order to customize the components effectively. But having this starting point can save a lot of time and effort, especially when building out standard UI patterns.
So in a way, Tailwind Flex is enabling a component-driven development workflow, but specifically for projects using Tailwind CSS. As the library grows over time with community contributions, it could become a valuable resource in the Tailwind ecosystem. Thanks for the insights into this new tool for developers. Now let's shift gears and talk about another technology that's proving valuable for app developers. Firebase, the backbone of Habitually, ensures secure data storage in a real-time database, enabling seamless scalability of future plans and current state. Here with more details is our correspondent. What makes Firebase such a good fit for an app like Habitually?
Firebase provides several key features that are essential for a habit tracking app like Habitually. The real-time database means that user data is always kept in sync across devices, so progress is never lost. And the automatic scaling means that as Habitually grows in popularity, Firebase can seamlessly handle the increased load without the developers having to worry about infrastructure. Firebase's security rules also ensure that user data is kept private and can only be accessed by authorized users.
The article also sings the praises of Canva, saying even the free tier is powerful enough to handle most of Habitually's graphic design needs. Why is Canva such a popular tool among app developers?
Canva has democratized design in a lot of ways. It provides an intuitive drag-and-drop interface and a huge library of templates, stock photos, and graphics that make it possible for anyone to create professional-looking designs without needing to be a graphic design expert. This is hugely valuable for small app development teams or solo developers who need to create attractive app screenshots, icons, promotional images, and other graphics, but don't have the skills or budget to hire a dedicated designer. The fact that so much can be done with Canva's free tier makes it especially appealing to indie developers.
Finally, the developer mentions that discovering App Mockup on Product Hunt was a big help in creating compelling Play Store listing images. How important is the App Store presentation for an app's success?
The App Store listing is essentially an app's storefront. Just like a physical store needs an attractive window display to draw in customers, an app needs eye-catching and informative store listing images to convince people to download. The screenshots and videos in the listing are often a potential user's first impression of the app, so they play a huge role in driving downloads. Tools like App Mockup that make it easy to place app screenshots into device mockups can really elevate the professionalism of an app listing without requiring advanced graphic design skills. For indie developers in particular, getting that professional polish on their store listing can make a big difference in standing out and driving downloads.
It's great to see how tools like Firebase, Canva, and App Mockup are empowering developers and leveling the playing field in a lot of ways. And speaking of game-changing tools, a new AI called Timestamper is making waves on Product Hunt for its ability to automatically generate video timestamps and chapters with just a link. This could be a game changer for creators of long-form YouTube content. We go now to our correspondent for more details. What exactly does Timestamper do, and who is it aimed at?
Timestamper uses AI to analyze a YouTube video and identify key topic changes or transitions. It then generates a list of suggested timestamps that creators can use to add chapters to their video description. This is especially useful for longer videos over 10 or 20 minutes, like podcasts, interviews, and in-depth tutorials. Adding timestamps helps viewers navigate the content and can improve engagement and performance in search results. But doing it manually is very tedious.
So this automates a task that creators were spending a lot of time on previously. How much of a difference does Timestamper make in terms of time and effort?
According to Timestamper, it can generate timestamps for a video in less than 15 seconds. Whereas doing this manually could easily take 30 minutes to an hour or more, since the creator has to watch through the full video, note down times, and format it all into the description. Over many videos, that adds up to hours of time saved that can be put towards other aspects of creating and growing a channel.
That's a compelling productivity boost. How accurate and customizable are the AI-generated timestamps?
Timestamper says its model is specifically trained on YouTube content to identify the most relevant chapter markers for each individual video. but creators can also easily review and modify the suggested timestamps if needed before adding them to their description. So it aims to provide a very strong starting point while still giving creators control.
Anything else notable about Timestamper that creators should be aware of?
One important thing is that it is a paid tool, not a free product. So creators will have to weigh the cost against the potential time savings and benefits to their channel. It's also a fairly specialized tool in that it's only useful if you're making longer YouTube videos that would benefit from timestamps. But for those who are, it could be a very welcome addition to their workflow.
Thanks for the overview of this new tool and how it could impact YouTube creators. It's always exciting to see AI being applied in new ways to help creators be more efficient and effective. And with that, we wrap up our stories for today. Thanks for listening to Simply Product Hunt. We'll see you back here tomorrow.